shit?
Yeah, dude. You wear like leather
hot dudes.
You wear like leather bracelets and like a V-neck.
Oh! All spoken and kind and very not a lot of like that you get out of this one. A lot of everybody's very subdued and polite.
Taking it easy.
Just good people, you know.
Mask, clean mask.
I can look at me like
I just didn't appreciate that.
I apologize. You're right. I promised you no personal attacks.
Yeah, you already personal attacked
me. That felt like a PA.
Times. Yeah, a few times.
Yeah, you did. That was the first PA.
Not true. That was
the
first
PA. What was the other one?
Come on.
Yeah.
Don't be a goofball.
What are you talking about? I didn't goof once.
I had to stare right at that wall when you're talking about beard and stuff like that.
Because some guys can hide what they're actually retarded idiots with like a beard. True. Nowadays you can hide it with a beard. How
works well.
Kind of ugly you are.
Works well.
Not you. You're handsome.
You're hot.
You're a handsome guy. No, you have a nice beard.
I hear you.
You're a handsome guy.
Yeah.
I'm saying some of the listeners can hide behind a beard. You don't. But I don't appreciate some of your behavior this weekend.
I mean, dude.
Junk. Yeah. I mean, do it.
Crack my phone. I chip my tooth. I'm an idiot.
I get it. You're one of those do as I say, not as I do type
No,
guys.
I do as I
you
do.
You cracked your tooth?
Yeah.
The hell were you doing that? What happened?
I don't know. I think my necklace hit it. And Jesus, when I tried to move away from something real fast.
You showed your ass.
I didn't show my ass.
You showed your fucking ass.
Out of everyone there, I was okay.
You got drunk and now your teeth are fucked up. You showed your ass.
Nah, your tooth's fucked up.
What's that from? It's just from wear and tear, bro.
What happened to your tooth?
Grind my teeth, man.
Oh, I never even noticed it.
Yeah, TMJ. Thanks for pointing.
Same here.
Personal attack.
That's a PA. That's a PA. Definite PA.
My dick bigger.
But yeah, it's been pretty nice. But yeah, if you think about it, it just
right now my penis is inside of me.
I think
podcast penis is minuscule penis.
It's terrible. Yeah. I think 10% of your flaccid state's in your mind.
What do you mean?
I think if you're like, if you can relax a little bit, your flaccid state can increase. I'd say up to 10%.
When you wake up, that's a good penis.
Oh,
wake up sometimes without morning wood, just a nice floppy big dong, warm,
or post morning wood pee.
Yes,
dude, I've been
taking morning wood pee is.
I'm back on the maca, and maca, you wake up with fucking
wooded
maca.
I'm saying you wake up wooded.
Oh my god,
that's
bro.
Fun.
It's I wake up so fucking hard, and it's just for like it's just for nothing but my own pleasure. I just go fuck yeah, dude. I'm so fucking hard right now.
No, that's awesome.
It's so tight.
Although, yeah, sometimes those morning woods just do not go away.
Yeah, no, you just pee. You pee
you
it
just
out.
Got the hardest dong ever.
Just taking a shower.
Sometimes. You try to whack off with that dong, and it takes a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Morning with dong.
It's the greatest dick you'll ever have.
You got to be gentle. You got to treat it like the
you
fucking
you do have to be gentle with
champion.
Sometimes you can
is.
Start the day with beating the shit out of your cock, and that's a bad day, dude. You got a brush-burned penis to start the day.
I haven't done like a morning fap in a long time. I'm more
they're
of
never
night-
as nice. I don't like
no,
them as much.
They're fucking
I'm more
sinister.
Of a nighttime insomnia. Nighttime insomnia fap.
Pre-bedtime jism.
Dude. Angel. It's like an angel wings, dude.
It is.
You just can't. You wake up. You're like, I kind of was asleep there, and now I'm awake.
Yeah.
No, it is weird. They fucking nuked wife. Pornhub after that Hunter Biden shit.
They did what?
They nuked Pornhub after the Hunter Biden.
Of what?
Hunter Biden's fucking Pornhub account got released. It was like fucking, who the fuck knows? There's a bunch
Okay.
And then they deleted everything on Pornhub that was just like user uploaded and not fucking verified person.
Yeah, that makes sense. If you're, like, fucking around with foreign diplomats and shit from Ukraine who can, like, kill people, they probably, like, find out who's a CEO and, like, dude, erase that shit or you're dead.
Droid Hunter 88 is one of his fucking users.
Droid Hunter?
Droid Hunter 88.
Sick.
How was videos?
Insane. He's getting, like, foot jobs while smoking crack.
He goes all in the motherfucking bag. Paint.
He does, dude.
Yeah.
It's time we all do. It's time Wiener fucking
let him back
Trump
into the
Jr.
fold.
Whatever his name
is,
Hunter
crazy.
Biden. They got to all fucking for the new generation clap hands, big bro. Let's fucking get over all this bullshit.
I mean, let's all move together. Let's move
let's
as
move
one.
Together.
Dude.
Let's
no more joking around. Black people, you guys are invited. LeMaire, I want you in on this, brother.
Come through.
We're all coming together.
Yeah, dude. Enough of this.
No more fighting.
The young like Hunter versus Eric Trump is like, will you guys knock it off already?
Yeah,
Don Jr. would fucking rip Hunter.
Why? Why do we have to? Why do we have to put him?
I'm
in those
not
terms?
Saying. I'm just saying. If it happened,
seems a little sharper.
Yeah.
I mean,
although cracked up, Hunter.
No, he's a mess when he's cracked up. Honey, did I hurt you? Did I hurt you, Hunter?
That's a dangerous man, though.
It is.
Yeah, but what about in terms? What about in terms of like high peacoat smolder? Goes to Hunter all day.
Yes.
Just like on the fucking like runway with his dad, like a little like aircraft carrier with a fucking peacoat on. He's got the stately smolder.
Yes.
I would say. more than Eric.
Yeah.
I agree.
He's got a bit of like a James Bond thing going on.
Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne. He does.
Did he lose his gun in the dumpster? He's
like... I know where that place is.
Illegal gun.
What is the deal with his gun? False paperwork.
He started banging Bo's wife because she likes to party too.
Okay,
and they got in a fucking
little PMP.
They got a
party and play.
Yep,
they got in a dispute, and she threw his gun in the fucking dumpster at Jansen's. It's like a fucking place right across the street from a school, and then some bum found it and turned it in.
That's a good bum.
It is. Virtuous bum.
Found a gun. Didn't take it to become less than a bum.
Yeah, true.
Better than a bum.
True.
A gun can get you out of being a bum quick.
Yeah.
Really? Go to a store, just go, give me everything here.
True.
And then the cops come and you go, all right, fellas, it's been a good run.
Yeah.
You guys are coming with me.
Yeah. Or just go to jail. That'd be a nice, chill in jail for like 5 years. I have a botched armed robbery attempt.
Yeah.
Three hots and a cop.
Get some noodles.
Yeah.
Get raped.
Hopefully not right away.
The bums in jail.
They
won't fucking shower and they're just fucking destroying fucking cells.
Can you imagine being locked in with a bum?
Yeah, you get like a crazy schizo, dude. They get like real pissed. Like, dude, you gotta shower.
Yeah.
And they just get beat up.
Yeah, dude.
It's a crazy life. Dude, spend a decade in jail just constantly getting beat up. Everything sucks.
Yeah, dude.
You're not going out.
Most of the world is run by like...
It's really sad.
Like, if you're on a construction site, it's like the perfect dudes to like fix everything and build it up. But if there's like corralling the mentally ill, it's basically construction workers working as prison guards being like, shut the fuck up, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck off.
That is really sad. Somebody having a... You know, just a disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And then because of that, they're just homeless.
In jail.
Never had family. They just get their ass kicked by other guys all day.
And then they get paid like 10 cents an hour. Say like they got to do an addition on the jail.
Yeah.
A company will come in, like iron workers, and then they will fucking have them as like helpers for 10 cents an hour.
Yeah, that's
make license plates for a nickel.
Yes. Yep. That's crazy cheap.
Yeah, that's, I would say, slave labor.
You ever see Brawl on Cell Block 99?
Of course.
So good. Makes me think if there's...
Dude, imagine running a business, though. Imagine running a business and at the end of the month writing those checks. I'm like, hold up, let me pay all those dudes who work for me. And you go,
$45.
You're like, woo!
Damn, I could have got a fucking nice Grubhub with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess I'll pay 500 men.
That is a nice loophole for slavery, though. Be like, all right,
no, we'll literally, it literally is a loophole for slavery.
It is. It's like, we'll pay them virtually nothing. Nothing.
The 13th Amendment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on Kanye West to end that.
Yeah.
It's pretty nuts they still do that.
Yeah.
I think some... Oh, yeah, there's some countries that are just like no money whatsoever.
I mean, that's basically what we do.
Yeah.
5 cents, 10 cents a fucking day.
Yeah, they really single those countries out that don't pay them 10 cents. And like, that's... You guys are fucked up.
You gotta pay them 10 cents.
Yeah, true.
Switzerland has like sick jails.
The what?
Switzerland are like dorm rooms that are just full of fucking...
I've seen those.
Committed crimes.
Why wouldn't you just pay them like you don't have to pay them a high wage, but like have it enough where it's somewhat of a bag, and it's like, if you fuck up again, we take the bag. You can kind of hold it in escrow, where it's like, dude, if you fuck up again, we hold the bag.
Bill?
What kind of sandals are those?
This is Bert Kreischer's.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, this is free.
BK's.
Oh, that's what I was talking about earlier. I just went to Nordstrom, dude. I wanted to kill myself.
Why?
What are you doing at Nordstrom?
I had to get button downs for a fucking wedding.
Well, he's got a...
And I'm sitting there, and like I look like a fucking retard waiting for the chick to come. Like,
say, why?
I have the fucking button down on. She's like, let me see if the sleeves are long enough. And she's helping someone else who's like getting fitted for a suit. So I'm just sitting in my dressing room with a hat on, shorts, and a button down, staring at this family. Get a suit fucking fitted. I'm just like, wait.
Yeah, getting a suit fitted sucks, especially when you're fat. They get your real waistline.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 42.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you squeeze that in.
Get your real waist.
Dude, did you ever get into men's shapewear?
No.
Dude, men's shapewear is where it's at.
What's that?
I was like curious if they even have it. So I started like women wear like things that literally like scrunch them.
Oh yeah, I've seen those.
I started Googling them. Yeah. They're the funniest fucking.
I was just talking about this with someone. Men's Spanx is so fun, dude. If you were just talking to somebody and your gut overpowered it and it rolled out, like, just sit there talking to someone, and just
the top section of your gut.
I don't think you could ever overpower it. You would just be fucking fully barrel chested, and
you could. I can overpower one. Think of those. I think my gut could
take
pop
out a Spanx.
Yeah, after like hunched over on a bar, sweaty. Just rolling it down. Yeah,
oh, tying your shoes like
you'd
three
roll it
times.
Down, just let yourself breathe.
I'm, no, I'm saying my butt or my gut would pop it out, dude. It'd be insane just talking to somebody. Your gut just fucking shoots out.
Did you ever see the fucking videos
of what?
Yes. The pictures yes. of them. They're so fucking funny.
That is fucked up,
dude.
My phone knows I'm fat.
Oh,
my algorithm knows I'm fat.
It hits you with like True Classics and like, shit.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ,
True Classics. Oh,
I probably just bought double XL clothes.
Yeah,
I bought pants online. It's on my waist. It knows my dimensions. It's like, you're fucking fat, dude.
You're a big guy.
Here's here's how you should lose weight,
dude. Go, you can get the Spanx with the six pack. You get the Spanx with the six pack,
dude.
That shit's fucking nasty.
That's terrifying shit,
dude. Spanx with the six pack. What are you talking about?
Psycho's wearing that out publicly. Yep. They're among us.
There's chicks out there.
Oh, dude, you couldn't bust this thing.
I'll rip that thing in half, dude.
Bro.
It's probably made in China.
You
it's
look
fake.
Like you're wearing a Superman costume.
No. Fucking insane, dude. It probably just props your tits up a little.
Yeah, it does.
Probably you would Bro, probably already? Have insane tits.
Whoop. Look how fucking jacked he is, dude. Put the polo on.
Do stand up. That's crazy.
That's a fucking insane look.
Yo, chicks look do it every dude. Day.
Chicks I'm all right with.
Sure.
Bam, look at it. That guy. Woo!
You unravel that mess after a long
night. Damn, that guy was fucking
you
great.
You unravel that mess after a long night, you go, this is a 10 after 2 a.m.
We're going in.
Dude, if you take your Spanx off in front of a lady and let the fucking gut out, they're like,
yeah, they'd be like, ah, you got me. No, they'd be like, ew, what?
They'd suss it out, right? They would touch you and be like, what is that?
Yeah. True. My one friend would wear Under Armour because he thought it did that.
I know a kid who used to wear fucking compression shorts to dances.
Yeah. Why?
To shield his penis.
Why?
I don't know. Just did.
Just to like so hide the boners?
Just to have a fucking crazy boner on a grind line.
Why did he go to the dance? That was, the whole point was to rub his boner.
I heard. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the whole fucking point.
STS, you had to leave room for the Holy Spirit.
STS, they were at St. Thomas School, they were fucking hawks about dancing.
We would go to St. Pete's, dude. That's where the public school
dance,
kids would meet us there.
Up with a girl.
Uh-oh. You know I'm grinding to a little EI by Nelly.
That's crazy that people chaperone that shit and let that happen.
Adult men just stand there and watch kids grind. That's got to be a real... That's got to fuck you up.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts.
It's got to truly fuck you
to
up.
To watch
seeing
the
a girl,
little girls
like,
you
twerk,
raise go around and hook up with six dudes in a night.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the chick I made out with my first kiss at a St. Kev's dance hooked up with like as many dudes as she possibly could.
She's having a wild night.
Maybe.
Yeah.
She's probably a trad calf.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
What the hell is wrong with that,
that's
dude?
Debauchery, dude.
So if a guy did it...
What if a guy made out with six girls in one
what's
night?
What's too many on a body count? Dude, you know Adam 22's dad was in the CIA?
For real?
Supposedly, I don't know. Pretty crazy.
Did you know Baby Gronk
rizzed up Lindy
Doon? That's the adult version.
I know.
Did you know Adam 22's father was in the CIA?
Fucking work. Longer than I do now. That's what happens when you're in the Sigma grind set. I mean, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
You got the Drake onesie, you're a Sigma grind set.
It's not a onesie, and this is not the Drake sweatshirt.
I know, I'm not. It's
These
not
the
Drake
pants and shoes. Dude.
Yeah, when you got that, you were ready to go in a Sigma grind set.
I've been in Sigma grind set.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I can tell, dude.
I mean, don't get fucking aggressive with me, dude.
I'm just pumping
everyone
up.
I'm kind of a full-time podcaster myself.
Dude, if you get aggressive with me, I'm going to kill myself.
Look,
the
dude.
Olds brothers.
JFK.
Dude, on the first floor as you walk in.
It's a business center, dude. That's where you handle business.
Emails.
What?
It's a business
just
center.
Just in case you need to print photos and emails.
I know, but I went to Florida Keys as a ute when I was real young with me and my cousin, and that was there.
Of course.
You give me a fucking computer like that?
Freelance.com.
No. Google image search, Jenna Jameson. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. You would use the business center.
Popped up and we ran away. This dude walked over like, what the fuck?
You would use a hotel business center for that kind of stuff?
Google image search, Jenna Jameson.
Dude, that's a hotel business center.
Yeah. Me and Pat defiled it.
Not the hotel funny business center.
Yeah. This guy's trying to send important faxes on the hotel business center.
I walked by like six or seven times just like...
I mean, dude, if that guy, do you think that guy caught a glimpse of Jenna? Or was it just a search?
Huge tits, bro.
Dude, if he saw Jenna, that's... Back then?
He probably didn't exit out. He
went straight to his hotel room and whacked off.
That would be funny to just go and start beating off shamelessly at hotel business centers and be like,
what's I'm handling for? My business.
That's what I'm doing. That's what I do in my office. beat off. I might start beating off on every Zoom call I'm on. Just out. Like, yeah, I know. I'm beating off. I know.
I'm masturbating. I'm in my own home.
Or just be like, oh my God, I had no idea. Like, excuse me, guys. Let me go. And it's like, fuck yeah. Oh, shit. And just like, literally hit my webcam. And be like, oh my God, guys, I'm sorry. My thing. I didn't even hear you guys fucking telling me to stop jerking off. Sorry, I came. Like, oh shit, I came ever. I'm sorry.
That's just so horny.
What, to beat off?
Like, if you're at a work meeting, like, who's that dude fucking Tubin? Tubin. Jeffrey Tubin, or Tubin, his name, from CNN.
Who, yeah, he got caught twice, right?
Literally, just, like, computer went down, he started beating it. It's like, bro, like, fuck, like, why are you that
horny?
As soon
as the meeting's done, like,
you have to jerk off that bad?
He was probably looking at one of the ladies in the
meeting.
But
it's kind of like jerking off at work. I can see that being an irresistible kind of urge, where it's like, finally I'm at my house, but I'm also around, like, this work energy that gets me so torqued.
Yeah,
I can finally start jerking off this stuff.
Now. I've always been away from that. Like,
you work like a short.
I was with dudes, and then I was in an all boys school, so it's just like never really horny shit going on.
Yeah, I hear. No, for sure, dude.
So anyway, blow my mind with JFK. You don't nasty turn on fuckers.
Me. Don't turn on me. He's the one who made that nasty joke.
I didn't say anything. I just laughed. I said, yeah, for sure. I get it. I get that.
What the fuck, man?
I'm laughing about other stuff.
I have waves of people. Gay Bill.
Welcome to the internet,
on our
dude.
Patreon, I thought people were saying money is gay for like 3 months.
Yeah.
And then I put two and two together. That's Gay Bill. Oh. It's emoji, rainbow, emoji, money.
Now you're a full-time podcaster, dude.
What the fuck happened with JFK?
Oh.
Yep.
I mean, what the fuck, dude?
Have you ever looked into this?
Lee Harvey Oswald, lone shooter.
Dudes hold it down. My dad held it down.
How? Like, Shane, bullet?
Lee Harvey Oswald, the guy was a fucking crackpot. I was like, Phil, what are you talking about? He's like, okay, Shane. He was like mad. I tried to make him watch that documentary.
What was he doing?
Fell asleep. He's just sitting there snoring extremely loud. He's like, yeah, it's pretty interesting, Shane. I just went to bed. Hold on, one more. So I had my girlfriend with me, and I was like, all right. My mom was like, let's watch a movie. I was like, I have a good movie. And I made my dad watch Judas and the Black Messiah.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. Phil hitting an old man with Black Panther stuff is very funny. He did not like it. And I was like, Fred Hampton's the man. He's like, I'm not saying he's not the man, Shane.
That's just uneasiness the whole time.
Yeah. That whole movie.
Oh, you didn't watch it, what, like last week?
I watched it 2 nights ago. My family didn't like it.
Whole family?
My mom was, as soon as it ended, my mom was like, well, that didn't make me feel good. That was not a fun movie. My dad was like, they made white guys look bad the whole time. I was like, yeah, it was the 50s and 60s.
It was the FBI.
Yeah, it was the FBI killing civil rights leaders.
Did they come out in that paperwork? Like, now they're saying like the CIA killed JFK.
That's what sparked it again.
Really?
Because I'd watched this documentary before, probably like last year, and said all the exact same things I'm about to say, but
still
rewatched the documentary because I was they released some documentaries that I think it was basically that some documents. Pardon me, that Lee Harvey Oswald had connections to the CIA.
Spade's ears must be hot right now.
Yeah. Well, so does the you know who?
It's the pure expert.
Whatchamacallit. That's why I wanted him here. He had to work because he's going to listen to this, and a lot of our listeners are pure experts themselves.
Who's the dude who shot Lee Harvey Oswald?
Jack Ruby.
Jack Ruby. He was an FBI informant.
Yeah,
that was crazy. My thing is, if you thought someone was cheating on you, and you found out the amount of inconsistencies in their story, as in the Warren files,
Warren report,
you'd be like, they're definitely cheating on me.
Absolutely.
So I think it's case closed.
The thing that trips me up is the amount of time and effort that went into making movies about Lee Harvey Oswald doing this and how it happened.
You see the pictures?
Like, imagine going to, like, we're doing a movie on this, and there's a bunch of people, and they spend hours on it, and they make tons of them. And now it's like, yeah, that was a lie. It's like, so why the fuck did you guys just do all these weird movies forever? That's so much time and money.
Yeah, but these geezers didn't understand the internet. Because that was the one thing when I was looking up the Dulles brothers. Dulles. Is it Dulles or Dulles?
Dulles.
The Dulles brothers.
Don't ever say someone's name, especially if you, they might be an enemy of yours. Don't say their name properly.
Oh, yeah.
You're casting Dulles? A spell. When you say their name, it's casting a spell.
You know what? One of the English like parliament
give
members.
Them power. That's why it's called spell.
Sugar or salt in a big ass dish.
So I had that. I had that going on.
Damn. Did you take the 23andMe?
I had not. It was on my table when I left. It's back in New York. I'll take it.
Oh, okay.
I'm excited.
I don't think I would do it.
Why?
I want to see.
It's just not exciting. Like they're doing too much shit trying to fuck with your DNA. Like I probably have it by now, but
they're
gonna
fucking clone me.
They could.
That'd be nasty, dude.
Everyone's cloned, bro.
It's a herd of me.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, what are you gonna? Worst comes worse, you clone me, and I get to do the ultimate showdown with my shadow self. My government, Matt McCusker. I'll fight him to the death.
That'd be crazy, dude.
I want. I'm gonna take it. I took actually two 23andMe and the other one.
You took 23andMe?
Yeah, I took
both. We've talked about this.
Yeah, yeah.
And you had zero Ashkenazi Jew.
No, I had zero.
But didn't you say your dad had like a percent?
You lied to one of our uncles.
He claims. Dude, it's so weird because it's like I have 1% Western Asian.
Wanted a transfusion.
Well, my dad told me I was Jewish when I was in grade school. We had to do a project for school, like find out what we were. And he told me I was Jewish to mess with me. And then I went into school and they're like, you're not Jewish, dude.
Yes, I am.
But he was being like, no, I was fucking around. I was saying like, I'm an Irish Jew. I'm good with my money. And I had to go to school. It was the 90s, dude. Yeah, yeah. And it was a compliment.
No, I know. It's just funny. A kid hears that. He's like, Jewish. Perfect. The report tomorrow.
I was dead serious. But I was excited.
Dad, what are we? I'm an Irish Jew, son.
My dad always, he always goes, I'm not fucking Irish, that crap. He holds it down where he goes, those fucking idiots. He's like, I'm not fucking Irish, I'm English, and I'm Jewish.
He's like a white Israelite. That's fucking sick, dude. I'm actually a true Jew. I'm English. No, you're Irish.
Yeah, he's been holding it down. But no, I looked into it. I have 1% Western Asian in me, which I'm pretty pumped on.
Makes
Western
sense.
Asian, bro.
I got fucked up eyes like that.
Dude, like Western Asians?
No, Western Asia. Western Asia is like Russia.
They got, you ever see like those dudes in the mountain?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They kind of got small eyes.
You guys are Caucasus.
Yeah.
OG. Although, wait.
Tartaria.
Yeah.
Think perhaps.
Open your eyes as wide as you can.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Ooh. You do look like someone who should be in like Iraqi or something, like some like desert nation with like your face really.
You look like a freak.
Thank you.
Chechen.
That's a nice thing to say before Christmas.
It's Christmas time. What's your favorite Christmas song?
It's the holiday season.
Ba-dum, ba-dum.
That's it.
Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum. Mine is, I like Rocking Around the Christmas. That's a good one.
Yep.
What do you guys think of that?
Like that one? I like the one that goes, make your Yuletide gay as fuck.
No, Joy to the World. What am I talking about?
Oh, dude, right. Can I tell you a story about Christmas carols?
Yes, I'd love it.
So we did a thing. Brittany signed us up. It was called Swimming with Santa. So we went. It was just us. We had our kids with us, and we were all in this pool in South Philly, and we're swimming around. It was awesome, dude. And this lady was just leading the charge, making everyone sing Christmas carols while we're all in the pool. Dude, I honestly want to start an aqua
what
course.
What month was this?
This was like fucking last week.
Damn, so you were swimming and singing?
I was swimming and singing.
I've
Christmas
never done
carols,
that in my
dude.
Life,
I know.
Dude, that must be
no,
so fun.
No, it was so awesome, dude.
You had to float and
I was
sing.
Splashing around singing Christmas carols. It was the funnest shit ever. It was awesome. And then
what
they were
you
like,
singing?
I think we did it. No, it wasn't Joy to the World. It was... Oh my God. The one was like a Silent Night. That was like, I was watching the whole pool sing Silent Night.
Vibe.
Very, yo, and it was very
a fucking movie.
Dude, we're singing about that has very Catholic lyrics, dude. Yeah. So we're singing like intensely Christian lyrics, and there was like definitely like Hindus next to us and stuff. And I'm sitting there just being like, welcome, boys.
Yeah, enjoy
welcome,
it.
Boys.
Enjoy it.
Dude. Yeah, this is pretty tight.
Welcome to the sickest religion.
Dude, it was funny watching. It was like strictly Catholic. And she's like, I love this one so much. And dude, it was so fun. Singing that, and then we did that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I mean, we had to throw in a secular one for the boys, but dude, it was a blast. Dude, I'm telling you, aqua chorus has to start. Swimming and singing with like a bunch of people is maybe the funnest thing in the world. It was, and then Santa came in. It was like the whole thing. It was like Santa supposed to jump in the pool, dude. Santa Claus. First of all, it's this guy. He was jacked as fuck. You could see it through the Santa outfit. I'm like, get the fuck out. It's just like a pool thing. So it's like lifeguards. This guy's fucking cock diesel, dude. Like built like Brock Lesnar.
In the pool.
Dude.
I'm not having my eye on him. I'm this guy's fucking ripped. And I'm like, what the fuck? Santa's supposed to be jolly, dude. This guy has definite like washboard abs. Probably he's on fucking steroids. I'm not liking this. I'm looking at the other dads. We're, you know, we all have our December bodies. We're going, come on, man.
We,
you believe this fucking guy? I mean, if I worked in a fucking pool slash gym, I'd be looking like that too, man. The fuck out of here. Dude, he jumps in. His beard, I guess they didn't realize, like, when they jumped in the water, his whole uniform become disheveled.
He jumped in the uniform.
Yeah, in the Santa uniform. Dude, the beard comes off. Now he's looking like fucking Aquaman in the pool. It's fucking, all of his shit starts coming off. And then I had to be like, kids, turn away. I'm like, we can't see this real Santa.
So turn away from this pervert. Yeah, you had to humiliate him.
Well, then it was like, he did the right thing. He kind of like hid and just kind of crocodiled on the surface, being like, dude, avert your kids' gaze. They're going to find out I'm not the real Santa. And then he had to like swim away in shame while we all kind of looked the other way. And I said, you fucking idiot. That's what you get.
That was an epic feeling back in the day.
What?
Being in like fifth grade and there's still some stragglers who believe. And like the teacher drops a little hint on everyone that knows, like, yeah, Santa's coming. It's always a very powerful feeling.
You have to look at the teacher like,
ugh. Yeah, I pick up what you're putting down. True. If it wasn't for the two brothers, dude, we wouldn't be where we are.
Oh, we're going to slide right into it.
We don't have to slide right in.
Well, I do hate American soccer chants. Yeah. It's embarrassing that we try to imitate Europe.
The kids who try to be like big soccer heads are fucking confusing.
American wannabe Europe heads might be the worst, I would say, type of dudes to be around.
You used to be able to spot them, too. Like, remember, like when we grew up, like we'd have like people from Europe come over and we'd call them like the Wiggles and shit.
Yeah.
Like, they would come over dressed weird as shit. No, my dad would call them the Wiggles. The Wiggles. Well, dressed like the Wiggles. You see, they both went to the bathroom together.
Yeah, but they were.
we had Euros. Yeah, we would just call them Harry Potters.
Yeah. Harry Potters?
Yeah, we'd just be like, this isn't fucking Hogwarts, pussy. Damn. Go back to Hogwarts, freak.
Yeah, you could see them. They'd have like they have tight jeans on and like a weird shirt that looked like it was somehow from the 80s, but like still fancy. And you'd be like, the fuck's this guy's probably? Yeah. He's from one of those fucked up countries.
Now swag's all mixed up.
Swag is mixed up. This could be from anywhere.
This is from a yard in Chester. It was out in the fucking yard. I found it and washed it a few times. Now, dude, it fits.
Speaking of Chester.
What
you know about? My uncle's into genealogy. He got obsessed with it.
Every family has one. Alex Haley.
I've been bamboozled. My family's not from fucking Ireland. Like, I thought my grandma was from Ireland. We've been here forever, dude.
Really?
A lot of us have.
Really?
And in Chester?
One of them came down to Chester. We were all coal miners in Ireland. And then came over to Carbondale, Pennsylvania, and were coal miners in the coal region. And then my one uncle, they only found my like great-great-great-grandfather. They found one news article about him, and he was beat to death by a gypsy in Chester County.
Oh, Chester County. Oh, okay.
A gypsy tricked him.
Really?
He told him he was a horse doctor, and he beat him to death.
What the fuck, dude?
That was my great-grandfather.
Will you avenge?
Last name Dylan.
Will you avenge?
I knew I hated gypsies.
Yeah.
He got tricked by a horse doctor.
Chester County's not like the bad Chester, though.
Yeah, it's not city up.
That's where like they have like horses and shit like that.
Well, that's
why he got tricked.
He literally got like tricked in the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this was Chester County in what year was
this? That's the